Finance Minister Tito Mboweni delivered his 2021 budget speech in Parliament on Tuesday. The budget looked to hold a firm line on Treasury's fiscal consolidation plans without imposing the tax increases of 40 billion rand over the next 4 years, despite an extremely tight fiscal situation worsened by the COVID-19 pandemic. The move, which hopes to lower debt and deficit targets while encouraging economic growth and spending, has been lauded as a good move by Investec chief economist Annabel Bishop.
Budget today has proved much better than markets expected, bringing down the peak debt projection to 88.9% from the previous estimated 95.3% of GDP.
This 2021 budget framework puts South Africa on a course to achieve a primary surplus. By doing this, government debt will stabilize at 88.9% of GDP in 2025. The path is challenging but achievable. It is the most prudent way to achieve higher levels of prosperity and avoid a sovereign debt crisis.
This is very positive from a rating perspective and has seen the Rand trying to return to the 1440 mark as a consequence. In fact, the 2021 budget delivered a substantial cut in government's borrowing trajectory, and of course this will likely be the key point for the credit rating agencies, which we will expect will delay any downgrades in their country reviews, which are due in the first half of this year.
We owe a lot of people a lot of money. This includes foreign investors in our bond market, pension funds, local and foreign banks, unit trusts, financial corporations, insurance companies, the PIC, and ordinary South African bond holders. Therefore, we must show up our fiscal position in order to pay back the massive obligations we have incurred over the years.
Indeed, South Africa may even move off the negative outlooks it's on from Moody's and Fitch and avoid descending into the single B category altogether if we manage to improve even further on our trajectories that we have estimated today. As we had hoped, government will not raise any additional tax revenue in this budget and adjustments of fiscal drag will be implemented.
We agree that tax increases must be kept to a minimum. Introduce the 40 billion rand in tax measures initially proposed in the October medium-term budget policy statement.
However, some tax and fuel price increases, along with increased excise duties, will be implemented. And in the 22-23 budget, the company tax rate will be dropped to 28%, adding to what today is proving to be a very pro-growth budget. Key is that the primary deficit is to be narrowed to 0.8% of GDP by 2023-24, showing that government is serious about fiscal consolidation, along with significantly lowering its budget deficit projection to 6.3% of GDP by the end of the medium-term expenditure period. Revenue collection overrun is expected at 99.6 billion for this fiscal year, which is close to around the 100 billion we had estimated. But of course, it still means that revenue will be well below the 1.5 trillion collection of the past fiscal year, coming in likely around 1.4 trillion this year. But with no fiscal slippage in this budget, it reverses some of the projected serious fiscal deterioration indicated in 2020 SBR and MTBPS, and we believe it's extremely good budget.
For Multimedia Live, I've been Paige Muller.